Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dew drops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Good afternoon and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. And I'm just glad about it. Hallelujah. What about you? Walking in the light, because Jesus is the light of the world. And we're going to talk about the light of God today and how if his gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost and that are to them that are in the dark. Our focus scripture is coming out of the book of St. John, the 8th chapter. And if you have a pen and paper, it'll be good to write. But we're going to reference 3 scriptures today to write the scripture down so you can go back and reflect on the word of God. Amen. Amen. Because Jesus is the bread of life, and he feeds our soul with his word. So let's get full on the word of God. Amen. John, St. John, the book of St. John, the 8th chapter and the 12th verse. And it reads, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for being the light of the world. We thank you, Father, for being a very present help in the time of trouble. Father God, we just ask that you will forgive us of our sins, wash us and cleanse us with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for dying on the cross, Father, for our sins and the remission of our sins and the sins of the world. Wash us clean on this day, Father God. Sanctify us and consecrate us so that we might be meet for your use, the master's use, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Father, hear from heaven and be encouraged, Father God, by your word on this day. And that they may this word will fall on good ground and that it will take manifest fruit in their life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Jesus, the light of the world. You know, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I can't help but to cry out hallelujah, because Jesus is everything to me. He is the light of the world. And when we're talking about the light of the world, Jesus, he said, let's go to the scripture. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 2 Corinthians and the 4th chapter. He's going to tell us about the light, his light. 2 Corinthians and the 4th chapter. Our first scripture was John chapter 8, verse 12. My second scripture is 2 Corinthians and the 4th chapter. And we'll begin at the first verse. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Let's go to now and skip to the 6th verse. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Wow, this is what the Lord is telling us, that the light, he is the light, and that light, and he, when he tells us to come unto him, all that labor and are heavy laden, he'll give you rest. When we come unto him and we seek him and we cry out to him and we repent of our sins and we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, we're walking in the Spirit, his Holy Spirit, and the light, his light dwelleth in us. And it is manifested in us. We're not walking in craftiness or in deceit or whoremongering or lying or cheating, but we are walking in the light, in the newness of life, where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. He said that his mercies are renewed daily. Hallelujah. And Jesus wants us to know not only that he is the light, but he wants us to let our light shine that others might see our good works and glorify him which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Because God is us, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And if we say we are God, then we have the light of God dwelling richly in us, and it's manifesting on the outer man. Amen. So God is in us, and he dwells with us. And God uses people, amen, because he's ascended back unto heaven. So he said he was going to go, he was going to leave us after he came into the earth, and he fulfilled his duty. He says, but I go away, hallelujah, to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. But the Holy Ghost, which is the comforter, he said, you know, he will come. He says, I won't leave you comforters. The comforter, the Holy Ghost, is going to show you some things to come. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said, even when he says heaven and earth will pass away, he said, but his word will stand forevermore. So heaven's going to pass away. So when we say, oh, people die, and oh, I want to go to heaven, okay. But guess what? Heaven's going to pass away. What you going to do then? His word is what's going to stand forevermore. So, you know, we want to have our name in the book of life, where we can have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says he's going to create a new city. Hallelujah. See, because we will be married, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. And we're going to be invited, if our name is in the book of life, into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Marriage supper of the Lamb. Yes. And he said after that, he's creating a city. He's going to have the streets going to be paved of gold. And he said he's going to light the city. Hallelujah. We won't need no sun. We won't need the light coming. We won't need the sun, because Jesus is going to light the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's going to light the city. He is the light. Isn't that wonderful? That's marvelous. You know, and when you think about his goodness, you can't help but to say hallelujah. 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 We see now what's going on. COVID-19. And he tells us we're troubled on every side, but yet not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair. You might be a little confused, like wondering what's going on, but you are not in despair. You even might be persecuted, but you have not been forsaken. You might have been cast down right now, but not destroyed. And many of us have that testimony. Amen? Amen. But you're still here, kept by the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus, he's the light of the world. And his light dwelleth in you. If you let him be your God, your Savior, he will light your soul. And he'll set your soul on fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Living epistles, you'll be read of all men. People will see you and see your light dwelling, the light of God dwelling in you, and want to know, what must I do to be saved? Because Jesus is the light of the world. Hast thou not known? Hasn't thou heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the heavens of the earth, he's not weary. He fainteth not. He fainteth not, and neither is he weary. So why are we weary? Why are we fainting in these times? He says, I fainteth not, and neither am I weary. So fret not. Do not be troubled. Just trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the world, of the earth, fainteth not? And neither is he weary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. And 2 Corinthians 4:13 reads, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also by us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not, but thou art our outward man perish. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The eternal life that Jesus Christ offers, to have everlasting life with him. That's what this is all life is all about. Not just having an earthly life, because this life is going to end, but to have everlasting, eternal life with Jesus Christ based on the decisions that we make in this earthen vessel while we're here on earth. But think it not strange concerning the fiery trial that's to try you. Jesus tests us and our faith What will we do? Jesus is testing our faith right now. Are you still going to believe the report of the Lord? Do you still believe that he is the light of the world, and neither is there no darkness in him? Amen. Amen. Walking in the light. Walking in the spirit, not in the flesh. He that soweth to the flesh shall reap corruption. But if he that walketh in the spirit shall reap the spirit. Amen. Amen. So let us put on our and build ourselves up on our most holy faith. Believing God, knowing that he is the author and finisher of our faith. O ye of little faith, Lord, help thou our unbelief. Jesus, the light of the world, he changeth not. He's the same yesterday before COVID-19, and he's still God. And he changed today, and he'll never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's the kind of God we serve. But will we stand? Will you stand? Will you let your light shine? Will you allow God's glory to manifest throughout your life and to let others know that you are a living testimony of God and how he's brought you out of darkness and into his marvelous light? Amen. And when Jesus does that, we ought to show forth praises of him because he brought us out. Hallelujah. Amen. And I will make my boast in the Lord because Jesus picked me up and he turned my life around. He placed my feet on solid ground, and to God be the glory. I thank and praise him for what he brought me out of. I was living deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. But you know the story, the song. But Jesus, the master of the sea, hallelujah, he heard my cry, and from the waters, Jesus, the light of the world, the light of the world. But let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus, asking God to let us put on that mind of Christ. Let us think on those things which are lovely, that are just, that are pure, and are of a good report. Let's think on those things. Think in holy thoughts. Amen. Living holy, talking holy, walking holy, be holy. Jesus said, be holy for I am holy. Don't think you can't live holy. Yes, you can live holy. He says it, be holy for I am holy. And consecrate yourself. And this is a great time to do it. This time that we celebrate a resurrecting Savior who died for our sins. But guess what? He rose again. Glory, hallelujah. And he got up with all power in his hands. Hallelujah. My God from on high. And Jesus even ascended after he finished the work in heaven, to heaven, and is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. Amen. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. And there is no searching in his understanding. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Amen. Jesus is the light of the world. And he's going to be there, he says, even to the end of the world. Amen. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. There's a dear friend of mine, Eddie Mae Coleman. God gave her a good report today. She is doing well, and I believe she had a fall last week. The Lord's going to allow her to come home today, go back home. This is a trying time right now for people who have sick family members and loved ones who can't even visit them because of this plague, this COVID-19. But God is still God. And I look at this, her life, and how she has testimony after testimony after testimony after testimony. That's God. Nobody but God. Miracle working power. Jesus manifesting in her flesh, healing her body. This is also a difficult time for people who've lost their loved ones. Can't even go to and have funerals for their family members and loved ones because of COVID-19. But it's already written, and it's written in the Word of God that these things would come. And Jesus wants us to know that we have power and authority in the name of Jesus. Every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Some people are going to the can't go to the church right now. They come and going to seeking God, but they can't even enter His house right now. God is allowing everyone, the pastors, the evangelists, the ushers, the choir members, the choir director, to get right, church, and let's go home. It's time to get right. You can't enter the house because God is cleaning up the house right now. Jesus said, judgment shall begin first at the house of God. And as Jesus cleans the house, and as He sweeps through the nation and He cleans His house, we're going to see that great revival again. And we will see new men and women of God that was on the back burner that will be on the forerunner, to be the forerunner for Jesus Christ. Jesus is doing a new thing. He said, Behold, I do a new thing. He said, old things have passed away. All things have become new. Jesus said that His house shall be called the house of prayer. But some have made it a den of thieves and have desecrated the house of God. But no, Jesus is not going to let it tarry in His sight. So lay hold to eternal life. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Come to Jesus. Know who He is, because He is who? The light of the world. Let Him dwell in you. Call on Him while He may be found. Draw nigh unto God, and He'll draw nigh unto you. Celebrate what He has done for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because Jesus didn't have to do it, but He did. So remember, saints, women, men, listeners, walk in the light and remember that Jesus Christ, He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and He changes not, and He is the light of the world.
This is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Jesus, the light of the world. Glory to the newborn King, Jesus, the light of the world. Come on, you're going to sing that. Hark.
Hark the herald angels.
Come on, you know to sing Jesus.
Glory to the newborn King.
Jesus, the light of the world.
from heaven.